For more, we're joined by the acclaimed scholar who's followed the region closely for years, Vijay Prashad. He's professor of international studies at Trinity College, columnist for the Indian magazine Frontline. His new book is called The Death of the Nation and the Future of the Arab Revolution. Professor Prashad's previous books include Arab Spring, Libyan Winter, and The Poorer Nations, A Possible History of the Global South. Vijay Prashad, welcome back to Democracy Now! It's great to have you in studio.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
So let's start with what's happening right now in Turkey, where Vice President Joe Biden just was.
Well, the situation in Turkey is very dire. As you know, on July 15th, there was the failed coup. But matters in Turkey have unraveled long before this failed coup. You know, the crackdown on reporters has been going on for at least a year and a half, if not longer. The internal politics of Turkey has been in disarray. And one of the interesting things about the government of Mr. Erdogan is that previously he had started a peace process with the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK, which the United States and Turkey sees as a terrorist outfit. They'd started a protracted peace process called the Imrali process. But this war in Syria has essentially unraveled that peace process, and the Turkish military has gone back on the full offensive against the Kurds in southeastern Turkey. And as well, as you saw this week, the Turkish army has crossed the border into Syria to stop the advance of Syrian Kurds from creating what the Syrian Kurds call Rojava, which would be a statelet of Syrian Kurds, which is right on the Turkish border. You know, the reason that operation is called Euphrates Shield is that the Euphrates runs in that region from north to south. And what the Turkish government would like to see is for the Syrian Democratic Forces, which has a large Kurdish component, to move back east of the Euphrates. In other words, withdraw from Jarabulus, withdraw from Manbij, which they had taken quite, you know, celebrated victory, and therefore prevent the creation of this Kurdish statelet called Rojava. On the surface, they say it's about ISIS, but really this is about the protracted war that the Turkish government has begun again against the Kurds.
But interestingly, you mentioned the failed coup. The New York Times, for instance, is reporting today that that Erdogan wanted to go into Syria earlier, but the military was resisting, and it was only as a result of his being able to purge and remove so many top military officers that now he's been able to do to effect this incursion.
This is likely the case, you know, but it's also been the situation that this is not the first Turkish entry into Syria. The Turks had entered Syria previously. The Turkish military had, you know, there's a celebrated shrine, a memorial to one of the founders of the Ottoman Empire, and the Turkish military had entered to secure that monument earlier. Turks had also, of course, kept their border open and had allowed supplies and people to cross the border into various proxy groups, whether it's Turkish-backed proxy groups, Saudi groups, Qatari groups, and in fact, the Islamic State. You know, they have used for years the Turkish border. And I think that the sheer instability of the war in Syria has returned, you know, the conflict into Turkey. What the CIA, after the, you know, the successful coup in Iran in 1953 called blowback. You know, this is, in a sense, blowback against Turkey. So they have previously entered Syria with the military. They have, of course, supported their proxies. But now, I think, with the gains made by the Kurds, this is as much a political entry as anything. You know, the principal reason, I would argue, that they've entered Jarabulus is to stop the creation of Rojava.